So as I mentioned at the beginning of today's liturgy, that we have entered into the new church year, the first Sunday of Advent. And, you know, you look around, the green, or at least last week it was the white, has changed to purple. In some churches you'll see blue. The Advent wreath is out. We have the first candle lit to mark this first Sunday. And as we continue throughout the season of Advent, we will light an extra candle for each Sunday. Our lectionary, that's church speak for those collections of readings we do each week. In the church, Episcopal Church, as in many mainline denominations, we are in a three-year cycle, and we have gone back to year A. Generally, you'll have year A. Most of the readings will be from Matthew. B, most of the readings will be Mark with some from John, and then the final year C, as we've just left, and remember, we're mostly Luke. So a lot of changes are happening. And as I said, this marks the beginning of the church year. Now, for some people, they see Advent as basically a countdown to Christmas. And in many ways, it is a time in which we prepare ourselves for that annual celebration of our Lord's Nativity. You know, some of us will do it in different ways. I know some of you might have already broken out the Advent calendars, which always seem to end, you know, not ever start at the first Sunday of Advent, but start on the first day of December, but won't go there. And, you know, and other people will have other ways to mark the days as they move towards Christmas. But also, Advent is a time, or maybe even more importantly, Advent is this time of year in which we are reminded of the promise of our Savior's return and how we, as those who follow Christ, are called to prepare ourselves for that return. Now, of course, we're supposed to be doing this all year round, but life often gets in the way, and we get busy with other things, and we get distracted. And so the church has this time of year which helps us to come back to center, to remember what it is we have been called to do, and that is to prepare ourselves for Christ's coming, as he talked about in today's reading. Now, when that time is, as Jesus says, not even he knows. Only God knows. No matter what you hear other people talking about, this prediction and that prediction, and this sign and that sign, only God knows when we will see the return of Christ. As Jesus tells us in today's scripture, like it was for the people in Noah's time, it'll be for all of us, this unexpected time. And where Christ came into the world as a small baby, quietly in the middle of the night, when he returns, it'll be like the flood. And so, since we don't know, we are called to prepare ourselves. Now, part of the way we do that is by proclaiming the good news to other people. You know, we often refer to this as the Great Commission, where we go out and we proclaim the good news. We tell other people about the gospel, about our experience with the risen Christ, the incarnate God. But what is that message? Well, what it generally boils down to is the two commandments, the Great Commandment, as Jesus gave to us, or at least took from Scripture, to love the Lord our God with all our hearts and with all our minds. And the second, just like it, love our neighbors as ourselves. And this means all of our neighbors, not just those who may look like us or think like us, who vote like us, may worship like us, but all our neighbors, those who proclaim a different religion, those who may be a different skin color from us, those who may live their lives totally different, we're called to love each and every one of them, to look at them as one of us, to see them as fellow children of God. Worthy of love. Now, our culture sometimes would rather we didn't. You know, we talk a lot in this nation about being a Christian nation. But then people get really nervous when we start talking about Christian, you know, principles and Christian ways of life. You know, it's funny whenever you hear somebody really proclaiming the good news, somebody calls them a socialist or something. But as Christians, we are to ignore this messages of separation, of hate, of this group of people is better than that group of people. And remember that we are all God's people. To help those who are in need, no matter who they are. To make a space at the table for our sister or our brother or however they identify. Even if they think differently than we do. We prepare the kingdom of heaven. We prepare for the kingdom of heaven the same way Jesus taught us, by going out and to allow other people know that they are welcome, that this is a safe place for them. Now, none of us are perfect. You know, that's always the, I guess that's always the problem with being human. We stumble, we fail, we make mistakes. Sometimes our biasness, our prejudice come forward, and we each and everyone have them. You know, we may, sometimes I like to think of myself as this wonderfully, unbiased person, and all of a sudden something will come out, out of my mouth, or somebody will point out something I said, and I'll think about it, and I'm going, oh, dear Lord. cross myself. And because part of how we're brought up. But the wonderful thing is that we have a God who understands this about us and accepts this about us. Not that God doesn't encourage us to try to do better and to be better, but a God who realizes that we are going to stumble. A God who offers us forgiveness when we come to God, acknowledging our errors, our mistakes, our sins. I love this time of year. I know some people, their favorite time of year is Christmas. Other times it's Easter. Maybe it's summer. But what I love about Advent is this is a time in which we are really encouraged to connect with God, to really reconnect and to pray, to take time out. Now, I realize that with many people, starting with Thanksgiving and until after the beginning of the new year, this can be a time that gets really hectic. We get really frantic as we're running around shopping. We leave ourselves get upset over the silliest things. So it's important right now to take a few minutes out of our day for prayer. That prayer may look very different from, the prayer that, say, Donna has to Bill may look very different, but it's that taking that time out to just be with God. Whether it is silent prayer, whether it's a meditation, whether it is a prayer that you've taken from the prayer book or another source, it's just that taking a few minutes out of our day to reconnect, to remind ourselves. See, God doesn't need a reminder that you're His, but to remind ourselves that we are God's. So I encourage you, whether it's, say, 5 minutes with your morning coffee, or maybe you sneak away for a few minutes at lunchtime or before you go to bed, to take a few minutes to offer a quiet prayer, maybe to read a verse from Scripture or another inspirational spiritual book, to just sit there quietly without saying a word and letting yourself free to listen to the Holy Spirit. To allow yourself to reconnect with your God. My brothers and sisters, we are entering one of the most holy times of the year. Of course, that holy time lasts 365 days, 366 every 4 years. And I encourage you to prepare yourselves, to not be swept up in an unexpected flood, to not be like that homeowner who isn't prepared for the coming of a visitor in the middle of the night, but to have your hearts and minds ready for that unexpected time. My friends, I wish you a most blessed, a peaceful, a fruitful, but also a meditative Advent.